This is a CJSON podcast, and I'm Ben Lidgard from the University of Washington. I'm privileged to share the results of our recent study, now available in CJSON, which describes patient-reported symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and inability to climb stairs, and subsequent risk for myocardial infarction in patients with chronic kidney disease. Patients with CKD are at high risk of cardiovascular disease compared to the general population, though identifying patients most likely to have a myocardial infarction in the future remains challenging. In the general population, symptoms such as chest pain, shortness of breath, and inability to climb stairs may raise suspicion for higher risk for atherosclerotic cardiovascular events and prompt additional workup. Studies have shown that patients with CKD are less likely to experience typical symptoms of myocardial ischemia, such as chest pain, when presenting to the hospital with myocardial infarction. It remains unknown whether patient-reported symptoms such as chest pain, shortness of breath, and inability to climb stairs in the ambulatory, non-acute setting are associated with subsequent risk of myocardial infarction in patients with CKD. To investigate this gap in knowledge, we used NIDDK repository data from the chronic renal insufficiency cohort. Chest pain, shortness of breath, and inability to climb stairs were evaluated annually using the Kidney Disease Quality of Life instrument. We utilized a time-updated approach, and for each myocardial infarction, we considered the symptoms at the visit preceding the event. Among 3,910 participants, the mean eGFR was 44 mL per minute per 1.73 meters squared. The median time from symptom assessment to myocardial infarction was 213 days. After adjustment for multiple potential confounders, patient-reported chest pain, shortness of breath, and inability to climb stairs were associated with 30 to 90% greater risk for subsequent myocardial infarction when compared with no symptoms. Further studies are needed to investigate symptom assessment as a screening tool for atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease in patients with CKD. I would like to conclude by thanking my co-authors for their contributions to the project. We would also like to thank the Crick study participants, staff, and investigators, without whose time and participation this work would not have been possible.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition, or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.